From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Former President Jimmy Carter is hospitalized in Cleveland after suffering an upset stomach while on a flight to Ohio. NPR's Kathy Lohr says the nation's 39th president seems to be doing well.
Mr. Carter, now 85 years old, has been traveling to promote a new book released last week. He was scheduled to appear today in Cleveland. A statement from the Carter Center says the former president developed an upset stomach on the flight and is now resting comfortably. The statement says Mr. Carter is expected to resume his book tour this week. His latest book, White House Diary, has made waves for its fierce criticism of the late Senator Edward Kennedy and his approach to health care reform. Mr. Carter has continued to monitor elections around the world, and last month he was in North Korea to secure the release of an American convicted of illegally entering that country. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
There have been no arrests in an early morning shooting that left four people, including a toddler, dead in Boston. A fifth person was hospitalized and is not expected to survive. Officials say the shooting occurred in the Mattapan neighborhood after midnight, and investigators believe the victims knew the shooter. Classes were canceled for the day after a gunman opened fire inside a library at the University of Texas in Austin this morning. From member station KUT in Austin, Mose Bouchel reports the gunman shot himself and no one else was injured.
Eyewitnesses reported a man wearing a black face mask and carrying an AK-47 on campus this morning. Student Sharon Kress saw the gunman before he went into UT's Perry Castaneda library.
He was wearing all black. I mean, that's all I remember, just a person, a big black blob of a person, and somebody yelling at me, get down, there's shooting. And I mean, I should have put two and two together with the noise and the people crouching by their car.
Earlier, the police were investigating unconfirmed reports of a second armed person. But law enforcement has now begun evacuating students from campus buildings where they had been locked down since this morning. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.
The recession has helped to widen the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The Census Bureau says last year the income gap between the richest and poorest Americans was the widest ever recorded. The top fifth of Americans, whose annual income tops $100,000, received half of all income generated in the U.S., compared to the 3.5% earned by those in poverty. Home prices continue to rise, but many cities are bracing for prices to drop in the months ahead. The S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index was up for the fourth month in a row in January. Prices were up in 12 cities, flat in one, and down in seven. Checking stocks at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 53 points, NASDAQ is ahead 8, and the S&P is up 4 points. This is NPR. Emergency workers are inspecting a 14-mile-long sand levee in Wisconsin after it was partially breached, sending floodwaters all around one rural neighborhood. A spokesman for the State Department of Natural Resources said he's cautiously optimistic the levee protecting Black Hawk Park would hold. Rising waters from the Wisconsin River cut off dozens of houses from the outside world. About 25 of the homes were still occupied as of yesterday. Officials in Mexico say a massive landslide swept through a rural town in the southwestern part of the country early this morning and may have buried hundreds of homes. NPR's Jason Bobian is following developments from Mexico City.
The governor of the southern state of Oaxaca, Ulysses Ruiz, says rescue workers are trying to reach the area of the mudslide, which occurred in an isolated mountainous part of the state. Ruiz says a 200-meter-wide section of a hill collapsed on the village of Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec while most of the residents were sleeping. The governor, in interviews on Mexican TV and radio, said between 100 and 300 houses were buried in the landslide. Search and rescue teams with dogs have been sent to the area, as well as military and police. This part of Oaxaca was pounded over the weekend by heavy rains from Tropical Storm Matthew. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
The NTSB is meeting today to pinpoint the cause of a 2009 Oklahoma highway crash that killed 10 people and injured 5. The incident raised questions about driver fatigue, cell phone use, and whether big trucks should be equipped with collision warning systems. A tractor-trailer traveling at 71 miles an hour slammed into cars stopped on I-44, 90 miles outside of Tulsa. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.